This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to meet Saturday with negotiators from the Taliban and the Afghan government in Qatar as the United States speeds up its withdrawal from Afghanistan. The State Department said late Friday that Pompeo will meet with each team separately. The outgoing top U.S. diplomat is on a seven-nation tour of Europe and the Middle East. Earlier this week, the Pentagon said it would soon pull some 2,000 troops out of Afghanistan, speeding up the timeline established in a February agreement between Washington and the Taliban that lays out a full U.S. withdrawal by mid-2021. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly vowed to end America's longest ever conflict, which began with an invasion to dislodge the Taliban following the September 11, 2001 attacks. The Taliban are, for the first time, speaking to Afghanistan's government. There will be no Black Friday sales in France on November 27th, at least not officially. Top retail stores, including online store Amazon, agreed on Friday to delay the massive shopping holiday by a week. France's economy minister has proposed that the start of the holiday shopping season take place December 4th, by which time coronavirus restrictions on non-essential businesses will have ended. The so-called Black Friday holiday sales started in the United States, where retailers offer deep discounts on the Friday after the U.S. celebrates its Thanksgiving holiday, which is always on the fourth Thursday in November. The practice has spread globally in recent years as a time for retailers to encourage people to begin their holiday shopping. You can keep up on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Taiwan's foreign minister is voicing confidence on Saturday that the incoming government of Joe Biden, projected by VOA to have won the November 3rd presidential election, will support a long-sought-after bilateral trade agreement. The foreign minister made the remark following high-level economic talks with the outgoing Trump administration. Last month, a key Biden aide wrote that Washington should prioritize free trade negotiations with Taiwan to encourage others, including Britain, the European Union, and Japan, to follow suit. In August, Taiwan eased restrictions on imports of U.S. pork and beef, which has been a stumbling block to free trade talks. Speaking in Taipei after Taiwan-U.S. economic talks, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu noted the bipartisan U.S. support for Taiwan's decision, as well as a call by 50 U.S. senators from both parties for President Donald Trump's administration to begin negotiating a trade deal with the island. The increased U.S. engagement with Taipei by the Trump administration has angered Beijing. China claims the democratically run island as its sovereign territory. The governor of the U.S. state of Georgia, along with the state's top elections official, affirmed results on Friday showing that Joe Biden won the state of Georgia in the November 3rd presidential election after Georgia's mandatory hand recount of ballots was completed on Thursday. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed without evidence that the vote in Georgia was tainted by fraud. The recount finalized more than 2 weeks after Joe Biden was declared the winner of the November 3rd presidential election, confirmed an extraordinary win for Democrats in Georgia. Until this year, a Democrat had not won the presidential vote in Georgia since 1992. Spain is struggling with an influx of migrants who have arrived in the Canary Islands of recent weeks. The French news agency is reporting nearly 17,000 migrants have arrived this year, which has overwhelmed a temporary facility designed to hold just 400 people. Spanish officials are reported to be opening more facilities to try to relieve some of the pressure. Politicians and humanitarian groups have been critical of how the Spanish government has been handling the surge in migrants, most of whom come from Morocco and Senegal. Spain is holding talks with those countries about slowing the tide of migrants to the Canary Islands. Spain's defense minister has called the situation a humanitarian crisis and said, quote, nobody must look the other way about the conditions the refugees face. And a Canaries lawmaker has gone even further. She's told the Spanish parliament that the situation is a volcano, quote, waiting to explode. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News.